You're listening to SBS News.
Sihanoukville in Cambodia's southwest was once a quiet seaside town popular with backpackers. It's now home to more than 100 Chinese companies. This Australian tourist, a regular visitor to Cambodia, says Chinese development is coming at the expense of locals.
So there were little bungalows with a family run. Those people seem to have been pushed off that land. And you do see the Ferraris and the Rolls Royces, and it's a little bit heartbreaking, the contrast between the wealth that the Chinese are bringing that they don't seem to be sharing with the poorer people of Cambodia.
Sihanoukville may be a sign of Cambodia's future. The country has become increasingly isolated from the West following widespread criticism over the country's latest election. China is now the Cambodian government's closest economic and political ally. Priyap Kaul is an anti-corruption activist. He says China's influence across the political and economic life of Cambodia is difficult to ignore.
China always stand to support whatever, you know, the government decide to do. And there is political interest, there is economical interest. So when I talk about political interest, it's geopolitics. And they have also huge investment in Cambodia, so there's a big stake for China too.
In Phnom Penh, the skyline is changing fast, and that's largely due to Chinese influence. The city is dotted with construction sites marked with Chinese signage as the nation pours billions into infrastructure in Cambodia. Chinese capital investment in the country increased from $600 million in 2012 to $1.8 billion in 2016. But it's not just the economy that China's presence is being felt. Jody De Jong is the former editor-in-chief of the Cambodia Daily. She says its influence is being felt in the media sector.
I was at a meeting of the Asia News Network in Kuala Lumpur in May, and China Daily, meaning China, came in and offered to train and to bring all, you know, journalists from all of these newspapers back to China. And how smart is that? Because you create just a really a great situation for these people to see the best of China and to see how China does things. And I think that that's just very attractive and very strategic.
Chinese influence is stirring mixed feelings among Cambodians.
China has spent a lot of money in Cambodia, so it has improved the living standard of Cambodian people.
It gives us some benefit, but I think they get more in return.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.